Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Ari Burnick. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on November 7th. Here are the headlines to start your day. An in-focus report published in The Daily Northwestern yesterday, November 6th, revealed reports from students and staff accusing some campus food service workers of harassment. The story highlights how Compass Group, which oversees Northwestern University's dining, first placed employees on leave after receiving these reports and then relocated them to different dining locations. For instance, a student who reported a worker in Allison Dining Hall later found that the employee had been transferred to Maud at Norris with no prior notice. In Evanston news, local representatives in Congress and in the Illinois state legislature will remain unchanged. Evanston Roundtable reports that Congresswoman Jan Sikowski, who has served Evanston since 1999, garnered nearly twice as many votes as her challenger Seth Allen Cohen. Turning to Illinois news, voters weigh in on three major ballot topics: election interference, assisted reproductive health care, and election procedures. Illinois voters responded yes to all three measures. In national news, the election remains a focal point for Americans. Here are a few key statistics from the national exit poll reported by Reuters yesterday morning. Harris won 54% of women voters nationwide, while Trump received 44%. Trump garnered 55% of white voters, with Harris capturing 43%. Harris overwhelmingly won 86% of black voters compared to Trump's 12%. Among Hispanic voters, Harris led with 53% to Trump's 45%. That's all for today's Daily Cat from Evanston, Illinois. I'm Ari Burnick. Please be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Don't miss our next newscast tomorrow at 6 p.m. on 89.3 FM or online at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.